1-800-261-9153.
This is Dave and Darren in the morning, only on Rock 104.9.
You must pay the rent!
I can't pay the rent!
You must pay the rent!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. He's also the High Lord and Master of their calendar section. And
that's
he joins
nice.
Us
okay.
here each and every Friday to tell us what's going on in the world of movies. And this segment is brought to us by
Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit the website. I got my updates today because I've done that at ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And of course, they have the IMAX Theater.
Which ain't bad.
No.
Which ain't bad. Can I ask a question about this music?
Yes.
Is this from Eraserhead, or is this something that's... This is what they play, I think, over the non-end credits of Eraserhead for like 20 minutes, but is it something... Was it around before that?
Let's just go ahead and say it's Eraserhead music. I let's just go ahead and
okay.
say it is. Yeah, I'm feeling...
Because I can't hear that and not get freaked out. It scares me. It makes me think of 5 minutes of black screen. And you just saw this horrifying David Lynch thing about a mutant baby. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Eraserhead really kind of set the stage for
wow
some nutty things.
God bless it.
And now, what did I just read he's doing? He's directing a concert movie?
He's directing
movie?
A Duran Duran concert
Duran
music.
Duran, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. How about that, Mr.
So,
Lynch? I mean, which is great. It's like, who else would you want to do it?
You're
that's
here, okay. They're doing Hungry Like the Wolf, and then all of a sudden you're just watching a wolf slowly decay.
Yeah. I mean, it's... While a dwarf giggles in the
yeah.
background.
And... Mike, what movies
hey,
did you see since last time we talked?
Weekend.
I checked out your review at rcreader.com, and I saw that you really had kind of not only a not bad time, a kind of a good time at
I
the
had
movies.
A kind of pretty great time, actually, at the movies. Yeah, it was good.
Best weekend of the year or best week of the year?
I don't know about that. It's weird. This month is actually kind of weird because it was like, I think it was about 3 weeks ago I had three good ones.
Yeah.
And then last week it was, they were all bad. They
yeah.
were all crummy. And then this week again, they're all good. So
yeah,
whatever.
That's
so
not
I,
bad.
I guess my time at the movies today is going to be
crap.
Crap.
But, law of average,
but it wasn't yeah. last weekend. The Lincoln Lawyer, Matthew McConaughey mm-hmm. doing his lawyer routine again. Wow. It's a lot of fun. We kind of forget that we saw these movies came out like every other week in the 90s. You know, there was always some new courtroom drama
yeah.
and John Grisham had like a new
mm-hmm.
one every other day. And,
right.
And but you and it's been now a long enough time that you're like, oh, yeah, I like those movies.
Yeah.
I forgot. You know, they give you just a good kind of juicy, you know, setup and some fun kind of supporting characters. And there's a mystery and you know it's not going to be the way it's set up to be. There's
yeah.
going to be a twist, but it might not be the twist you expect. Kind
yeah.
of a good, kind of a great time.
I
yeah.
wondered,
really had fun.
When I read your review, I wondered how much of this was that you liked it because it kind of was a break from all of the CGI exploding.
Yeah, it's
like
just
you
nice
said,
to see humans talking to each
right.
other for a while,
right.
you know? And yeah, and yeah, it was kind of smart and clever. I had a good time. If this had showed up like 15 years ago, it would have been like, oh, another one of these.
Yeah. But
God. But no, and McConaughey's pretty great in it, I gotta say. That's what he should do. He should just play fast-talking lawyers, you know, and, you know, who don't hang out with Kate Hudson, and you're fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was great. It was awesome. Limitless was a lot of fun. The one with
right.
Bradley Cooper taking pills and getting smart and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's goofy. It makes no sense, but it moves real fast. It's fun. It's a kind of a sharp thriller. It's got a lot of really good, well-directed scenes. Cooper's entertaining. He doesn't bring much to the party, but he's pleasant
yeah.
enough. Yeah. De Niro does his De Niro thing,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was all right.
And it finishes up okay?
Yes, it does.
Because I'm guessing he can't take these pills forever.
Yeah, it's moderately satisfying.
Yeah.
I think it could have gone in more interesting directions, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't, yeah. You don't leave going, oh, well, that ruined it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
that was okay.
The whole thing was a dream.
Yeah.
It was all a placebo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had it in you all
you
along.
You had it all. And you know what?
That would have been
we
good.
We all do.
That would have been good.
And they just look at the camera. Now, why don't you all go out there and be limitless, too?
Yeah.
That would have been a blast. No luck. What else?
Okay, and then you had the comedy.
Paul. Yeah. The sci-fi the one alien. With the alien, with Seth Rogen as the alien. Probably the most disappointing of the three movies, just because, man, Shaun of the Dead and Hot yes. Fuzz, you know, that's it for me.
Well, when those two guys get together, brilliant. You know you're in for a good time usually.
Well, that's
right?
the thing. I mean, yeah, and they're fun. They
Peg
don't have
and
to
Frost,
do much. Yeah, Peg right? and Frost. They don't have to do much just to be totally entertaining all by themselves. The problem is, it's not that funny. I thought it's by the same guy who did Superbad, the same director of Superbad, and I thought the weakest thing in that was Seth Rogen and Hader as the cops
yeah.
who just kind of show up and ruin the momentum like every few minutes.
Right.
And this movie's kind of filled with those people where it's like, oh, it's you again. Oh, I don't know. I just want to hang out with Kristen Wiig and yeah. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
So not a
Leave
disaster,
us alone.
But...
No, a lot of funny stuff, a lot of clever stuff. Yeah, I wish it was more consistently funny.
Yeah.
But I'll see it again a couple times for sure. It was... good enough for that.
Well, let's see what we have opening in theaters today, and we're going to give away a 4-pack of passes to go to Rave Pictures and see whatever you like.
Nice.
We've got Sucker Punch, which I don't understand what this movie is.
It's girls in Catholic schoolgirl outfits kicking ass in Nazi Germany? Am I getting that right? That's what it looks like. It's
a fantastical tale of a young girl locked away inside a mental institution
okay.
who creates an imaginary world to plan her escape. Here's a little
so
bit.
So she tries out her escape in an imaginary world.
Hmm.
Sucker Punch.
What are you looking for?
A way out.
I'm going to help you to be free. You will need to find 5 items. The first is a map. Then fire. Then a knife. And a key. The fifth thing is a mystery. Begin your journey. It will set you free.
All right, I haven't seen anything other than the trailers to this movie, but I'm going to make a very bold prediction.
Okay.
And when I'm right, I want to be given credit for this. She has to go and find 5 things.
Okay.
At one point in the movie, she'll find one of the things, and it will seem like, well, that was almost too easy.
Okay.
And then crazy things will happen.
Okay. All right. Sounds like something that could happen.
Anytime they have to find things in a movie, it's always like the second or third thing.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh,
they
tripped
it
over
like,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, that was easy. What's next on the list? And then
sure.
right when they do that, stuff starts moving in the background.
Okay. All right. Could happen. I don't know what
like
to expect
something
from
borrowed, is this, something
is,
blue.
Is,
I just
is this
noticed,
based on a graphic novel?
No,
nah,
this is apparently his first, Zack Snyder's first original concoction. I just know it's going to have a lot of slow motion.
You're positive this isn't a comic book?
I'm reasonably positive.
Because it seems very comic
booky. It seems very comic, but everything Zack Snyder does seems comic booky. Even that Owls thing seemed pretty comic booky.
The legend of
Ga'Hoole. How did we get so lucky? 2 movies by him in 1 year. All right. But no, I don't think it's
now,
comic
do
book.
Any,
I
do
think
any
it's
the,
a Zack Snyder thing.
Did any of the Owls show up?
Oh, nothing would surprise me in a Zack Snyder movie. I just know they're going to move slowly. That's all I know. It'll be a lot of saturated colors and moving slowly, and you could, like, eat off every image, but you wouldn't necessarily want to watch any of them.
And then also opening today, we've got Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2.
I like the first one.
You like the original.
I did. I thought it was a blast.
Erotic yeah. Rules. These are based on a series of books that young people read, and I don't have a clip from it.
Hmm.
But
I guess he's still wimpy and still keeps a diary, would be my guess. But
dear diary, still wimpy.
Still wimpy.
Hey, wimpy.
It's a sequel to last year's surprise hit. The kid who made Wimpy Cool is back in an all-new family comedy based on the best-selling follow-up novel by Jeff Kinney.
They're supposed to be great. I understand, these books are supposed to be really fun.
They've sold 42 million of these books.
That's a lot. Yeah.
As he begins seventh grade, Greg and his older brother and chief tormentor, Roddick, must deal with their parents' misguided attempts to have them bond.
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Roderick is hilarious. He was great in the first one. Actually, all the kids were good in that one. Chloe was in that one, too. Friend of the program, Chloe Moretz.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's in the movie. She's the girlfriend in that. Yeah.
Well,
cool.
There it is. That's that's what you're off to see?
Yeah, well, but only 2 this weekend. That's kind of nice.
Well, maybe you can
nice
bat 500.
That's, yeah. Let's go with that.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader, and we've got movie passes for you right now if you're the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Caller 9 wins a four-pack of tickets to Rave Motion Pictures.
Again, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and they have the IMAX Theater.
326-ROCK, 326-1049.